I'm Javier Zamora, and this is Poetry Now. I grew up with my grandparents for the most part, from the ages of 4 till 9, during the aftermath of the Salvadoran Civil War. For me, that was the happy times, even though my parents were not there. And then they gathered enough money to pay for a coyote to take me from El Salvador all the way to the United States. And I had no idea of anything that was going on. I was 9. They just told me that this person was gonna reunite me with my parents. So I was just happy. And as a 9-year-old, I was naive to the dangers along the way. I actually had the same network that my mom used to get to this country. So she felt that since she had a good experience, she made it here in like 3 weeks, I would have this similar experience, but that did not occur. My naivete, or my ability to be naive to the world, I could still see the beauty. I remember nature, and I think that's why nature plays a big role in my poetry. Saguaros. It was dusk for kilometers and bats in the lavender sky, like spiders when a fly is caught, began to appear. And there, not the promised land, but barbed wire and barbed wire with nothing growing under it. I tried to fly that dusk after a bat said, "La sangre del saguaro no seduce." Sometimes I wake and my throat is dry, so I drive to botanical gardens to search for red fruit clutched to saguaros, the ones at dusk I threw rocks at for the sake of slashing hunger. But I never find him here. These bats speak English only. Sometimes in my car, that viscous red syrup clings to my throat, and it's a tender seed toward my survival. I also scraped needles first, then carved those tall torsos for water. Then spotlights drove me and 30 others dashing into Palo Verdes. Green striped trucks surrounded us. Our empty bottles rattled and our breath spoke with rust. When the trucks left, a cold cell swallowed us. Every crossing begins at dusk through the Sonoran Desert because you're trying to maximize the time that you spend not in the sun. So I just remember the line that the poem starts with, just a beautiful purple color ahead of me. It was dusk for kilometers and bats in the lavender sky. While I'm reading it, I am back there with the trauma. But then I know once I get to that last period, I'm done. And I think that's how poetry has helped me heal. And I think the reading part is what reminds me of what it felt to do it. But then at the end, the healing part is in the letting go of the poem.
That was Javier Zamora in his poem, Saguaros. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.